our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Probably.
For those of you listening for the first time, Holly and I are married, and we have a podcast.
We are married. We were not always married on the podcast.
Mm-mm. Well, we're married
now. The marriage happened partway through the podcast.
Yeah.
Were we married when we started doing the podcast regularly? I think we were, because I think it started at the beginning of this year or last year.
I think we've just been doing this for a long time.
We have, but we weren't doing it regularly for a long time.
Oh, yeah, we just do it. It's like, let's do a podcast.
Yeah,
today.
We kind of were at first, and then we weren't, and then...
And now we do it every Monday.
Yeah, ish. Sometimes Sunday. Usually comes out Monday night or Tuesday.
Yeah, we're trying to do it on Monday night.
Yeah. But we have a podcast.
We do a podcast, and you are our faithful listener,
you
person.
You are a faithful listener. We appreciate you.
We appreciate your listening.
I mean, I gotta be honest, we probably still do the podcast even though no one listens. Because we don't keep track of analytics or, like, stats or really even have a good grasp on how many people listen to the podcast.
It doesn't matter,
we
though.
We know for a fact it is at least one.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that,
no clue.
I know we've had some listeners that kind of come in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, regular listeners, I have no idea.
So now this is a podcast that we're recording a week and a day ahead of time. So this podcast is going to come out on December the 26th.
Because I am...
Looking at your phone.
Listen, I'm making plans because what I was about to say is I'm going to be out of town for the next couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not... When this podcast drops...
It's going to be fire.
Called drop, I'm out of town.
It's fire. That's what they say when you drop it. Like it's hot. Is that where they got that from, when you drop it?
I don't know where it came from.
But, so I played Magic last Friday. Oh, I wanted to add an addendum to last week's weird day. I forgot to mention the most important bit.
It's going to be a week in between. So if you guys recall, Adam had a weird day where a kid called him Santa and he kept getting locked out of his work.
Yeah. But the second time when I had to go walk up the escalator, there was a song playing about a most unusual day.
Do you know what happened in the song that made that person's day unusual?
I don't know, but it was probably a Christmas song.
It's probably a Christmas song about Jesus being born, and that made it a weird day, right?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird day.
Yeah.
But my day was weirder.
Let's open up a Jelly Belly.
Oh, yeah, what day? We're at 10?
We're at day... No, we just did 11.
Well, honestly,
it's the 18th,
this is... It's going to
so
be the 26th, so we have to open all of them.
All of them? No, I don't think that's how
What's
it works.
What's next?
Is 13? There a 25 on here, or did they just skimp out on a big one?
No, you don't do 25, you do 24.
No, you do. There's always a big, like if you have an advent calendar, it's like the biggest one is Christmas Day.
There's only 24.
But there isn't one. That's some crap.
So we got these advent calendars at work on the 14th.
And Jelly Belly. Oh, we did the 12 already. I guess we're at 13.
Yeah.
Where's the, it's down here.
Here's a 10. Oh, here it is.
It's already
been
folded
done.
The ones that were have been opened. So
we've eaten 12 packets of Jelly Bellies.
This is about 7 to 8 in each package.
Let me see it.
It's red with black flecks.
Oh, red and black?
Red
with pomegranate.
Black flecks. Oh, yeah, it's
pomegranate.
Like seeds. No, but the pomegranate seeds are white.
No, I think it's pomegranate.
You think so?
Yeah.
It smells sweet. Not all Jelly Bellies smell sweet, to be clear.
You know what smells really good?
What?
Pez.
Does Pez smell super good?
Yeah, like when you have
you
a giant
box
of Pez.
You sent me a picture at work of, like, Pez smells good.
No, that's strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
real
good.
Yeah, that's very strawberry. It's not all pomegranate.
What is a pomegranate? Thing? Okay, it's similar, but...
Oh, yeah, it's lighter. It's got white flecks.
This is the best jelly bean.
This is really good. Strawberry jam. Highly recommend.
That's my jam. Strawberry jam is my jam. I'm gonna have another one.
Yeah, you get four and I get four, so.
Oh man, I wish there's
pretty
a
good.
I wish there's a peanut butter jelly bean.
Ew. That sounds awful. There's no jelly bean doesn't have a peanut butter? They should,
so,
right?
Oh, by the way, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Christmas happened.
Oh, are they doing a Doctor Who Christmas special this year?
Probably, right?
I haven't heard anything about it because I'm just way out of the loop.
Well, they also said Doctor Who wasn't coming back until, like, 2017 or 2018 or some ridiculous late amount of time.
This
would
be the first one in a while I didn't have a Christmas special.
You'd think they have to have one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're in between companions right now. And possibly in between doctors. Like, we don't know how long... No, we're not in between doctors. We know that Capaldi's going to stay at least through the end of Moffat's run.
Do you remember our first podcast?
No. What was it? It was about Doctor Who.
It was about the second Doctor in the Cybermen.
Oh, man. All those Cybermen are so good. I really love the old Cybermen. Like, the old, crazy, weird-style Cybermen.
How come we don't do a podcast about old Doctor Who episodes? Like we did.
Like we haven't really watched any old Doctor Who episodes.
Like we should watch like one series,
and then talk about it.
And then talk about it. Like,
I don't know.
That's intense.
They're kind of boring. They're hard to get through.
The ones that the guy that re-edited them did a really good job.
Sure, but at the same time, I would feel disingenuous like having a podcast about the abridged versions of the old episodes. That feels wrong. I get it, like, it's easier to watch, but...
Right, yeah, because they're...
They're paced for a 1960s audience.
Right.
And we are a 2016, almost 2017
But
audience.
Do... He does a really good job with those. Like, honestly, because there's, like, plot lines that don't matter at all. Characters that just don't... They have no story... Like, they're just in there for no reason. Or, like, plot lines can be shortened that for parts that don't make any sense. Or,
yeah.
Or don't mean anything to the main story. Like, it was a play that was done on TV, and they had to fill an hour every, or, you know,
yeah,
a certain amount of time, so they cut out the boring bits and
I wonder if 60s audience has had more patience and, like, had more time and wanted that slower pace, or if that's just what was available so they dealt with it. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't actually know.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, if you watch, like, old movies, like, they're really slow, too.
But that's the thing, though. How much of that is because audiences wanted them to be slow, and how much of that is because filmmakers hadn't figured out audiences don't want them to be slow?
They want explosions and Transformers.
And, I mean, a lot of that stuff, like, they didn't have the technology or the special effects capacity to make things look cool, so.
Right. Do you want
to
do a segment about all the trailers we saw?
Oh, my God, you guys, it was, like, 25 minutes of trailers. It was insane.
There was Power Rangers. The Power Rangers movie looked pretty cool, though.
Like, the Power Rangers trailer was cool. Like, I didn't know Power Rangers had, like, a background history lore. Because I don't think it does, right? It's just, like, two shows mashed up.
It's like, well, I thought that Power... Well, when I saw Power Rangers when I was a kid, it was just, like, fake Voltron.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought that Power Rangers was.
It's not even that, because they don't power together, do they?
Yeah, they make, like, a giant robot, and then they fight, like, a giant monster.
No, what?
Was that I thought that was Power Rangers. Or no, was that something else?
I don't think they make a giant robot. Alexa... Do the Power Rangers make a giant robot?
I can't find the
She never knows anything, you guys. Never knows anything.
Alexa, why don't you know anything?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
Oh, she thinks she knows everything. She's confused now. We've paradoxed our Echo.
But, 90%
anyway,
of the
trailers
were action movies.
Yeah, they started out with, like, hard action movies.
Like, Fast and the Furious 8 and...
Like, it's about to watch, like, a nerdy space opera, not action. Or,
yeah,
like, there was, like, a World War II movie.
Yeah,
like, and,
a
like,
war
a...
movie. It was, like, a
was
Christopher
it?
Nolan war movie.
And there was another one before that, too, that I was just like, this doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, but there was another one. I don't remember what it was. There's so many trailers.
Yeah,
I don't
and none
even
of them
remember
were
what
interesting.
All of them were. Except the Power Rangers one was interesting.
Well, and I saw the Transformers one. I was like, I really don't have any context for this. Because I saw the first movie.
Yeah.
But they're like...
They keep making them.
And then it's just like,
and
I don't
it
have...
it said, like, from producer, Mike, or director, Michael Bell.
And I was
like,
oh, it's either
is,
Transformers
it's either,
or
it's either
Ninja
Transformers
Turtles.
Or Ninja Turtles. And it was Transformers.
Yeah.
There's and, two options.
Yeah, it was totally Transformers. But, like,
there's...
What the trailer
awful.
Showed, they, I have no...
There's big names in it, too. Like,
Anthony
Hopkins
was doing the voiceover.
Like, what is this?
But he's in Westworld. But Westworld's awesome.
And yeah, but really he's not. I don't think he was good in Westworld at all.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he used any emotion at all in his acting. I honestly think he's in Westworld and this Transformers movies for a paycheck. Listen, I don't think he has any passion towards it.
We're going to disagree because he was really good in Westworld.
You're allowed to disagree.
Do the 14th.
Or this one?
Yeah.
We're going to catch up. We can't get ahead, though.
Well, no, it's the 26th right now.
It's not. It is the 18th in real life, and I'm not.
I'm gonna play Dragon Quest Builders for the first time, and by the time I hear this, I will have been playing it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. You'll probably have finished it. Can we talk about that store we went to last night after we went to the movie? Went to Rogue One, and then we went to a video game store that had all of the cheap video games.
Yeah.
Guys, I bought L.A. Noire for $1.50.
Yeah, it's the video game store that doesn't overprice its games. It knows what they're worth.
There were movies there that were 10 cents.
10 cents.
For a movie.
You know what movie would be 10 cents?
Oh. I don't like this jelly bean.
It's like lime?
It tastes really fake.
Green apple.
Jewel sour apple.
Or jewel green apple.
Ooh, 24 is Christmas Eve surprise.
Oh.
Is that my phone that vibrated?
Oh, that was my Aunt Jane.
Oh.
Well, let's see, she said, I'm glad you both liked the package. Something fell in the picture, so it has a crease in it. How are things? Take a selfie of the two of you and send it to me. Let's do that.
What is it with... No, not right now. It's terrible lighting. We'll do it some other time.
She just wants a picture right now. Let's do it on the podcast.
No, can we not? The background and lighting is going to be awful.
Oh, she's an artist. We don't want to...
Exactly. Plus, we're not at our best right now.
I'm at my best.
Are you...
I might shave my beard off tomorrow.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't.
I'll trim it.
Trim it. Don't shave it off. Down. Either trim it or leave a goatee, but don't get rid of all of it.
Really?
Yeah. One, this isn't the season for it. Two, you look good with facial hair.
Hmm. You're saying I don't look good without it?
Yes. Because you wanted me to say that. It's not what I believe in my heart, but it made for a better reaction. You guys, this face right now is just getting like more and more tightened and pinched and angry looking, but like also smiling.
I'm so mad, you guys.
Uh-huh. Ooh. It's been a while. I'm listening.
Okay. Did you hear about the rich person college football player who was dropped from the team for breaking training?
I don't know what that means, but no, I didn't.
The coach caught him studying.
Oh. Okay.
That's somehow fitting.
That sounds fine.
That's somehow fitting.
I mean, like, he's in college, right? That's what
right.
He's supposed to do.
Yeah, but you're supposed to play football and not train.
Yeah, but, like...
Or train and not...
Maybe he's rich and he wants to, like, actually be responsible for his own future instead of coasting on his parents' riches.
What's a rich person last name?
Whitman.
Whitman. Comedian Dave Barry tells about Whitman, the star college fullback who was taking a math exam.
Mm-hmm. Does Dave Barry do Polish jokes for real?
They needed him to desperately play in the big game Saturday, so the professor agreed to give him an oral examination. All right, said the professor, how many degrees are there in a circle?
360.
Well, said the rich person, how big is the circle?
I'm gonna open another Jelly Belly. Because that's some BS. All right, this is like a shiny light orange, cream light orange color.
At the first football game of an all-rich person high school, the cheerleader looked up at the stands packed with cheering rich people.
There's just one cheerleader?
Yeah, the cheerleader. Cleared her throat and shouted, give me an F, give me an I, give me a G, give me a H, give me a T. What's that spell? Complete silence. Because they can't spell.
They don't know how to spell.
Rich people don't know how to spell.
This is either orange sherbet or sun-kissed tangerine. I think it's sun-kissed tangerine. It's shiny. They're really good.
Speaking of which, we are getting rid of our orange sherbet and getting sun-kissed tangerine and replace it.
Yeah, I think they're probably
very tangerine, yeah. Did you hear about the rich person who bought his wife a wig?
No.
He heard she was getting bald at the office.
Oh, that took me a second. Because nobody uses the phrase getting bald in 2016. What, like, you gonna get bald tonight?
What is a rich person agony and ecstasy?
I don't know what that question means, but
If a rich person marries an Italian, it's agony.
Hold on. No, we have to find another privileged class to replace for that.
But this is
if a rich person marries a straight white man.
Okay.
Then it's what?
Oh, then it's agony. But if the straight white man is a beer distributor, it's ecstasy.
Okay. So rich people like beer is what I've gotten out of that.
An optimist.
Nothing in living in gentrified Seattle has taught me otherwise. I think rich people really like beer.
This is the... Oh, but it has to be microbrew.
It has to be microbrew. Local. Mm-hmm. Probably an IPA of some sort. I don't know. I'm starting to learn what those terms are, but not what they mean.
All right, here's a definition of an optimist.
Okay.
A rich person husband who goes down to the marriage bureau to see if his license has expired.
Oh. That's actually rather poignant. He's like, get me out of this. Mm-hmm. Because she's probably just in it for the money, right? Like, that's probably the reason she married him. So he wants it to expire. So she doesn't get all his money.
What are two rich... What's a boy and a girl rich person name that
like,
are married?
Like kids? Oh, adults. So a man and a woman rich person name.
Yeah, boy and girl that are married. Bryce.
Oh, Bryce. That's pretty good. Yeah. And then we need a woman name. Catherine?
Catherine.
I think that's good enough, right?
Bryce. Is Catherine saying to Bryce. Bryce, go out and water the grass. But it's raining outside. We'll put on a raincoat.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Because it's raining, but it waters the grass when it's raining instead. What a good joke. Rich people don't know what rain is. Because they've never been outside.
What is Rich Person Land's most popular perfume?
Rich Person Land?
Yeah. It's where the rich people live.
Ambergris?
It's Evening in Armpit was the answer.
Evening in Armpit. Don't look.
Oh, it's you're doing that. We're doing our next segment. Holly is preparing our next segment for our listeners.
Do you want to talk about the progress you've made since last week's Pokemon talk?
What was it? Pokemon talk?
Oh, we talked about what you were doing in Pokemon in the last podcast.
Well, no, I didn't do anything.
You want to talk about all the progress you've made since then?
Oh, piss. Kiss nuts. I knocked over the garbage can.
Oh no, why have you done that?
Oh!
It's mostly empty, so.
Update, don't drink Wassail.
Oh, drink Wassail, but not Trader Joe's Wassail. It's really strong.
Also, every year, my aunts both send me Victoria's candies.
Yeah, but one of them didn't come through this time.
Yeah, I think she might try and send it again, or whatever.
Probably.
But yeah, Victoria's Candies is the candy shop in Hazleton. Where I grew up, and it's been there for 1,000 years, and it's just regular candy. But we get it every year. That's all. Oh, right. And Bill Murray was in Hazleton the other day.
Oh, was he? Because was just an old guy.
Because
those are like the
Bill
same
Murray.
Thing.
Because Joe Maddon, who is like a guy from Hazleton, who was like the coach of a baseball team that won the World Series.
Yep.
He had like a fundraiser in Hazleton, and like Bill Murray was there.
Let's open the rest of our creeplinks.
Okay.
I'm not going to do them on video.
No video this time.
We don't need to stream 2 videos in one night. That's silly.
You can't, like, have it stream later either, because that's weird.
Yeah, you can't. It's live video for
a
reason.
I'm ripping the box.
Yeah, I am ripping the box, because there's not really a way to get it open. I've already ripped the box. It's already happened.
Let me do it.
No.
Let me do it.
Stop taking things out of my hands. It's one of my pet peeves, is when people just grab things out of my hands.
I'm not grabbing it. I'm just touching your hand.
Yeah, I know you're just touching my hand now. It's equally obnoxious. Just don't ever touch me. For any reason.
Can I have one?
Yeah. I'm going to open one, and then I'll hand the bag to you, and you can open the other one.
But it's already opened at that point.
Listen, I didn't package them, so I can't decide.
But it's already opened at that point.
Okay, well, I'm just going to take the first one that I see. What are you?
Oh, new!
I thought we had one like that, but we don't. He's like a little bowl of...
stew.
Cereal. Skull-shaped cereal, it looks like.
Skull-shaped cereal.
I think it's skull-shaped cereal, or just regular-shaped cereal. But I'm pretty sure it's skull-shaped cereal. What's your name? Where's your thing? Bowl of skull-shaped cereal.
Can I see it?
Oh, he's the orange one.
May I see
His name it? Is Zoop.
Zoop. Oh, he's Soup.
Yeah.
He's got black soup in him.
The other one, the blue version's name is Bobby Bowl.
He's got some flirp flirps.
I like him.
He's good. I like him. Who's next?
He looks upset about being
Ooh! It's a candy
Look
bar!
Look what you got! I wanted the candy bar one. I'm so glad you got
get
him.
Get a candy bar with a bite out of him.
Which color is he?
Green. It's green. Green, blue.
His name is...
Oh, that was dangerous.
His name is Zandy Bar.
Okay.
Zandy Bar.
I'm into it.
That's good. There we got two food ones. Yeah, two new ones. That's good.
Well, okay.
We're starting to fill out our collection. As a reminder, we will be eventually doing a giveaway of the extras. Those are your words for this week's story time.
Huh. Okay.
I gave you the easy ones, but I actually just gave you the same piece of paper you had last time. That was intentional.
Do you want to do yours first or should I go
first? You can go.
Okay.
I went first last week. You can go this week. I'm going to open up another jelly beans one.
I'm just trying to think of my story. Okay. So, there's a huckster.
What is that?
He's like a guy who pulls a prank. Or
like a scam
like
man?
Like a scam artist, okay?
When we're finished, we should talk about that show we've been watching.
What show?
The scam show. The show with the myth people.
Oh, the White Rabbit Project.
Yes.
We can do that now.
Let's talk about that, and then you'll have more time to think about your
story.
So
each episode, it's on Netflix. It's Grant Imahara, the other people from Mythbusters that aren't the two main guys.
It's Grant Imahara and Tori Belleci and What's-Her-Face.
And the girl. That one girl that's on it.
She's definitely like the most important part. Carrie. Byron? Byron, I think.
Okay. I only knew Grant Imahara. And Grant Imahara sounds like he's drunk all
he
the time.
He doesn't. I don't know where you're getting this idea.
He just talks like this and you think he's drunk, but he's pretending like he's not.
I completely disagree with you. I do not in any way hear how he sounds like he's drunk. This is news to me.
I just talk like this. I'm not drunk, but I sound like I'm drunk.
I don't think that's even how he talks. Like, I think maybe there's some sort of filter in your brain that comes on when you see Grant on the screen. I don't know why.
It's his mouth. He just talks like this.
I've thrown jelly beans everywhere. Those ones are yours.
No, I refuse.
The floor jelly beans are yours.
I don't want the floor beans.
Well, I can only reach three of them. I don't know where the other one went.
They're yours. Give me the real ones. Give me the real beans.
They're shiny, pinkish red beans. I have a nail polish that looks like this.
It does look like nail polish.
Just tastes like cherry, kind of.
Mm-hmm. It's like cherry.
It's jewel-very cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the other one.
I like very cherry. It's a good flavor.
But anyway, so the show, they take, like, a topic, like scam artists or really G-forces.
Or, weird, crazy World War II weapons.
Yeah, and they each explore like six different case studies, and then they decide which one was the best one, I guess.
There's some pretty good episodes.
Yeah. I recommend it. The scripted acting's a little hacky, but it's to be expected.
It's like watching history.
Yeah.
Like, you see six different things from the past and why they were weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's interesting.
So.
I had another thing I want to say. Oh, I remember now. We were in a bus crash yesterday. We were on the bus, and it was like literally a half a block before our stop to get off of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus stopped very suddenly at an intersection, and my knee hit a screw, and it hurt a little tiny bit. It was no worse than like when the bus usually suddenly stops, but it didn't move for a second, and then we heard like a little crunching.
And it turns out
that it had hit a Prius.
And he said, "Oh crap."
Yeah, he just like yelled out, and he's like, "Oh no." But nobody was hurt. I don't think anybody was hurt more than
the lady was more
bump.
Embarrassed about it than anything.
It seems like I couldn't really tell what had happened, but it looked like she turned in front of the bus or ran a red light.
Yeah.
One of the two met. She was going perpendicular to the bus. And, like, literally for a city bus hitting her car, she had, like, one dent in her rear passenger door.
I mean, but it was, like...
Yeah, it wasn't a dent. It had, like, torn through the panel,
Yeah,
but
it was... That was a lot of damage. I mean, the car wasn't
totaled. It
wasn't
at all. All they'd have to do was replace
the
door.
But that's still expensive. But
yeah, but it was 100% her fault. Like, very clearly her fault.
She knew it, too.
The bus driver, testament to his great reflexes, nobody got hurt.
Yeah. And he just said, "Oh no."
Yeah. We got off the bus because it was like actually more convenient than us getting off of the stop.
Yeah, it's closer to where we live because the stop is a little past there. Anyway, I'm going to do my story.
Okay, do your story.
So there's a scam artist goes into a bar, right? Okay. This is where he does his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he...
Can I just stop you for a second? Like, all I know about scams I learned from Lost.
Okay.
That's it. I know the scams that are in Lost. Mm-hmm. And those are the only ones I know.
So this is what he does. He looks for a certain type of woman, right? Because that's what scam artists do.
They target certain people.
Right, they target certain people. He targets, like, girls that are, you know, kind of pretty, mm-hmm. but they're not, like, super, super hotties. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, regular pretty.
Uh-huh.
And he tells them that they're going to be, he wants he's like, he works for, like, a modeling agency and he wants them to be a model.
Okay.
So he like sets up an appointment.
That's a good scam too, because those are the girls who need the validation that they're pretty.
Right.
Smart guy.
Right. See, if I was a scam artist, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
And then he takes, and then he tells them to come to this place. He gives them the address, and then they go there, and then he has sex with them. I saw this on a movie once.
Did they have a black couch in the movie too?
Mm-hmm. It's called Casting Couch. I don't know if you've heard of it. what is it? Oh, it's my name.
Yeah. Dan said that.
Okay.
There was one with my name also. I think that's what he's selling at a kiosk right now.
Oh, like the little
picture, name pictures. Things. The kind of thing you'll buy someone for Christmas.
Right. And and then he has sex with them, and then he gets their bank account routing numbers and takes all
the money. Just gets that somehow? Yeah. I'm missing that part of the game.
He steals their checkbook while they're...
No, you did it wrong.
He has somebody else.
Can I fix your story?
Yeah, okay.
He hires them, but he needs their bank information for a direct deposit. See? See?
We gotta work as a team.
You know, I can never even make it through like step one of a scam.
So what we'll do is
we're gonna get in trouble.
So the way it works is we get them to the office and I have sex with them, and then you get their bank information.
And I just ask them for the bank information because I'm clearly the secretary.
This is the best scam.
Because what I really and it's a good thing we didn't tell anyone about it first. We put it on the internet or anything. And we definitely have an office space to do this in.
Well, yeah.
This is flawless logic. Flawless plan. It's going to go great. Yep. Just don't tell anybody about it. Okay.
We can make a movie about it.
What happened?
Casting Couch 2.
Did he get in trouble?
No. Well, no. That's just what he's still doing out? He's still doing it.
Oh, nobody caught him yet?
No. That's the end of the story. Sure. That's it. Do you want to know my words?
Yeah.
The words are...
I know one of them.
Model.
Yeah, that's the only one I remembered.
Type. Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And routing.
I get it. Routing is probably the hard one to squeeze in there. Yeah. All right, so mine is a story about a guy who works for a tech company.
Okay.
And he's not super happy with his job. He actually works developing the compiler that the rest of the company uses to compile their code.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lame job. It's not what he wanted. He wanted to be doing something a little bit more glamorous, maybe like a project management sort of situation. And he's just like a baseline software engineer. Not super into it. But he's really good at his job. So he's being pursued by like a lot of different companies, like 3 or 4 different companies to come work for them. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't really taken the opportunity to do it yet because... You know, it's a lot of work. Like he right now he lives in Seattle, and all the companies that are recruiting him are in San Francisco.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I live in Seattle too.
Wow, you're almost like this guy.
That's all.
he's getting recruited by companies in San Francisco, and it's a big jump. Like Seattle prices are already high, but San Francisco is like way, way harder to live in right
Double
now.
Double extra
so
more, yes.
He'd have to make sure that his offer was solid and that he really actually wanted to go do this. So, you know, after thinking through the consequences of what might happen if he moves, he finally, takes the opportunity to go interview with a company in San Francisco. He goes to visit them and does the interview, checks out their location, thinks it's really great. They offer him the job, and he says yes. He goes back to Seattle. He puts in his 2 weeks at the current company he's at. It's going to be more like a month, right? It's not really 2 weeks. He puts in his notice, but you have to have transition time and everything. He has to teach people how to make the compiler. So, unfortunately, what he didn't know is that his company had already been planning for him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to push him out because he was, like, lowering the company, like, image and culture. Like, he was clearly unhappy at work and wasn't really making any, like, any attempts to hide that.
Okay.
So they replaced him and fired him instead of allowing him to resign. They just fired him, and then he didn't get any, like, benefits or anything. He was just gone. And then the tech company in San Francisco called him and rescinded their offer because they had found someone who they could get for cheaper and didn't have to move to San Francisco. So suddenly he was out of a job, and the rent was due, and he wasn't very good at budgeting. Mm. So he didn't have any money for rent, and he got kicked out of his $3,400 loft in Belltown, and
okay.
he was on the street, and that's why there's another homeless person in Seattle.
Okay.
Because job security Jeez. Isn't what it was, and everything here is really expensive to live. The end.
That's a downer.
It is a downer.
What was your words?
Visit, consequence, compiler, and pursued.
Compiler.
Yeah, that's why I had to be a tech company guy.
Okay.
Where the fuck else you can use the word compiler?
And now there's another homeless
person. I don't
even
know what that means outside of code
Seattle.
Compiling. Yeah. Well, sometimes that happens.
I think we're done.
I think we're gonna end on a homeless person.
We're gonna end on homeless people.
No, let's eat another jelly beans.
All right, one more jelly beans.
We're almost here.
Oof.
We're at 17, and it's the 18th today.
I'm almost
so.
Jelly beaned out.
Yeah, well, good. We got one more to do after this one for
Don't
today.
Don't worry, I'll take care
set.
Of the rest of them every day.
I want to know what the 24th is.
I'll
it's
send
a mystery
you a picture.
One. No, save me some.
I just
it's
want,
not on the
I
back.
Open it. Ooh.
These look like pomegranate.
Probably.
These are pomegranate.
They're problemogranate.
Pomegranate.
Problem.
Problemogranate. That's
yeah.
a real word.
That's not. That, I can't even make it work.
Problemogranate?
I can't even make it work.
I say that word every day. Problemogranate. So.
Give it.
Did I ever talk about how I finished my Secret Santa at work? My work Secret Santa?
I'm going to eat one.
That I was setting up tiny little kittens every day. And then my Secret Santa knew it was me the whole time, but I was setting up kittens at different dioramas. Mm. And the last day, the kittens were at a party and one of them was drunk. He'd fallen over. Another one was had like a champagne glass and like a top hat.
Mm-hmm.
He was a classic cat.
I had your
I like the D&D
manifesto.
One. I think
there was a manifesto.
Oh yeah. So there was one day that I baked dairy free cupcakes because my secret Santee was
that's
yeah,
not
that's,
a word either.
That's what we went with it. It's not ideal, but she's lactose intolerant, so I made angel food cupcakes and 7-minute icing. Neither of which has any
dairy,
and also fat-free, completely fat-free, because it's all just
sugar.
Egg whites and sugar, a lot of egg whites, a lot of sugar and flour. But then I had the cats, like the mini cats, put on a protest against non-dairy baked goods, because like their kittens need milk, and they wrote a big manifesto. Like, I wrote a little manifesto on a piece of paper, and I rolled it up into, like, a scroll, and I, like, tied it up with gold ribbon.
I really wish that I had some tea.
Yeah?
Because when I had tea...
Last week.
Last week when I had tea, there wasn't very much tea, and I still don't have any.
You know what you could do? Get some more tea.
I'm just going to drink some water.
You could just drink water.
I'm just going to drink water. I'm just going to get a whole cup full of water. No problem, my granite. Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of